The ninth station. Again, a third time, Jesus falls. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. This is the worst fall of the three. His strength has for a while utterly failed him, and it is some time before the barbarous soldiers can bring him to. Ah, it was his anticipation of what was to happen to me. I get worse and worse. He sees the end from the beginning. He was thinking of me all the time he dragged himself along up the hill of Calvary. He saw that I should fall again in spite of all former warnings and former assistance. He saw that I should become secure and self-confident and that my enemy would then assail me with some new temptation to which I never thought I should be exposed. I thought my weakness lay all on one particular side, which I knew. I had not a dream that I was not strong on the other. And so Satan came down on my unguarded side and got the better of me from my self-trust and self-satisfaction. I was wanting in humility. I thought no harm would come on me. I thought I had outlived the danger of sinning. I thought it was an easy thing to get to heaven, and I was not watchful. It was my pride. And so I fell a third time.